All right. Not bad for a guy who owns a flip phone. I will die with this flip phone. Well, welcome again, everybody. I want to go over some housekeeping, kind of boring kind of things that we need to know about, because Bridget asked that I do that. We request that you don't lock the suites. If any of you are in a suite, please do not lock them. Okay? There is a key. It's in the sacristy somewhere, and we need to find out where it is, but it's in a dish. But just try not to lock the suites if you're in a suite. Turn off all the lights. If you're up late and you like to hang out in the meeting room or the chapel, that's entirely up to you. If it's pretty clear you're the last one, make sure all the lights are off. Please use hand sanitizer before going through the food line. And that's it for that. The front doors can remain open. This is the key, and I have it because she gave it to me. Otherwise, I'd pass it on to somebody else. But so if you want me to lock the door, I mean, I guess I could lock the door once I know everybody's. But if you're out strolling around, come see me and you can get the key, and then you lock the door when you come back in. Does that make sense? Right. You are welcome to do some water activities like kayaking or canoeing, like she said, but you're on your own. Our insurance policy does not cover it. Calix cannot cover it. So I just want to make a disclaimer that, you know, that's entirely up to you. And Dunrover doesn't cover it either. You all got your schedules? Did you have a chance to look at these? This is the itinerary for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You should have also received one of these medallions. I don't have you had a chance to look at them at all?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a replica of one of the stained glass windows in the Cathedral of St. Paul. It's the Beatitudes window. And each of the sections of the rose window is a saint that is correlated with a specific beatitude. So hence our theme, we got you these little medallions. If you have a chance to go to the Cathedral of St. Paul, you can find that window. If you're facing the altar, it'll be up to your right. Okay? It's a beautiful, beautiful building, if you haven't had a chance to tour it. Oh yeah, and Father McKay made a clarification. God does always answer our prayers, but he answers them in four distinct ways. Yes, no, in good time, and are you kidding me? Okay, Father McKay, I cannot take credit for that. All right, it's my pleasure and privilege to introduce to you our Calix International President, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. Galen.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
What a pleasure to be here. Thank God we're all here, right? So we should probably do that. Father, would you mind saying a prayer for us?
Thank you.
Just something our Lord said, when two or three come together, he's right here in our midst, but he's always with us, but he wants us together. And so just pause for a moment as we begin our retreat that he's here, leading the retreat by his Holy Spirit, and just bringing us to where we come from, where we're going, where we belong with our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God our Father, we praise and thank you for all the blessings, for the gift of life, the promise of eternal life, for the gift of your Son who tells us all the good news, and your Holy Spirit that empowers us to follow Jesus, your Son, our brother, to your heavenly kingdom, where we will live forever with all our loved ones in those verdant pastures of yours besides restful waters. We ask that you bless our Calix retreat, bring our hearts together as one, and just help us to focus more deeply and center our lives on Jesus, especially in his most blessed sacrament, in confession, in all the sacraments, in holy orders, in his priesthood, where he comes so close to us through his priesthood. Bless us all with a fruitful retreat. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lady of Calix and Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Venerable Matt Talbot.
Pray for us.
St. Monica. St. Mark G. St. Maximilian Kolbe. Our patron saints and guardian angels. And all the saints and angels. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks, Caleb. Thank you, Father Doug. You know, we always start our Calyx meetings with a prayer. And it seemed like that would be the thing to do tonight, too, to start the weekend off with a prayer. I know we'll have many more before the weekend's over. So what a pleasure to be here. What a miracle. Yes?
Can you use the mic? Because I have a hard time hearing over the fan over here.
Well, I don't really have that much to say, but... Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, it is a little bit warm in here. Okay, so I want to welcome everybody. Some of us come from the area, some of us have come from a farther distance to get here, and we've all come down a long road of recovery to get to where we are tonight to begin with, you know, in that spirit, if you would, I would like to ask you to join me in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. I'd like to, of course, welcome you all here, and look for, I know that you must look forward to this weekend as much as I am. I want to thank our hosts for all the work that went into bringing us here and making these arrangements twice. Only we showed up this time, right? And I have to tell you, it's so much fun to be able to see you without the Hollywood squares. You know, I don't have to scroll across the screen to get to the next 20 people, you know. We're all in one room, and what a blessing that is. I mean, in the darkest days of the pandemic, there was a big question about, you know, how things would go in the future, and you know, and I would say the same thing that I would normally say when I wonder how things are going to turn out, that the Holy Spirit will lead us, that God will take us where He's going to, and thank God for that. Right? Just out of curiosity, who lives the closest to this retreat? We have a couple. How many miles away are you? You're just minutes away?
32. I did a dry run yesterday.
Oh, okay. Father?
31 miles.
31 miles. Jim, how close are you?
About 20.
About 20. Okay. Stillwater's pretty close, huh? Okay. Yep. So it's nice to live in a place as beautiful as this, huh? Has anybody been in this facility before? Mike and some of the locals, yes? Well, it's a nice place, and I'm sure before we're done, we're going to have a greater appreciation for it. And for all the things that are planned for us as we go through it as well. Who came the farthest? To get here, who traveled the farthest? Was it Garnett and Bob? Alabama. Anybody come farther than Alabama? Where did you come? Maine. You might have a tie there. It's hard to say. We don't have anybody. I know Adrian from London is not here. Kevin from Sydney, Australia is not here. They're here in spirit because they're at our weekly meetings, online meetings. And we were talking about this on the drive over. You know, it's been a difficult year for all of us, the last year and a half. And I was always taught that God takes tragedies and makes something wonderful, something beautiful out of them. And that's one of the blessings that as a society we've been the benefit of. We went online, and as a result of that, I've gotten to meet a huge group of people, including our international members, that we hadn't had contact with at all. And what a blessing that's been, and what a blessing all the I think we have 9 meetings a week now, And we've met people, it's brought new people in, and it's been a way to carry us through a very dark period to an open meeting again. I don't know about you, but I wondered sometime when we'd ever be able to do this. You know, and there is something about a face-to-face meeting that you don't get online. They both have their blessings. So I know that they've got a big weekend planned ahead of us. We're going to have a business meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I believe everybody's got the schedule in their packet. Briefly, we're going to have an election for our new officers and a few business meetings, business affairs that we'll take care of. And look forward to the next couple years of leadership. And you know, I'm living proof that the Holy Spirit will guide us through no matter what. You know, it's been a wonderful 3 years, I'll tell you that. Such blessings. Who would have thought, if you think back to your darker days when we were using, you know, and the only path forward looked dark, you know, and the only thing we knew was that it was getting worse. And we go from that to that long spiritual journey that we took to enter sobriety and recovery, and all the people that helped us, all the men and women, you know, and those that went before us, and we stand on the shoulders of the people in recovery before us and the people in our society before us, you know, our founding fathers. We're from this area, right? Jim, you weren't there at the very beginning, were you?
Just about,
yeah. So we you know, I was told that if you never look back to where you came from, you'll never be able to see how far you've come. You know, and as we sit here tonight in a live meeting again, you know, when we look back to how it started and to where God and the Holy Spirit and all the people that he, men and women that he put in our path to bring us here, it's miraculous. But you know I'm preaching to the choir about miracles. We sit next to miracles, right? We see miracles in the mirror, and we that's a result of our spiritual journey in recovery, and our spiritual journey as Catholics and Catholics, and the blending of the two make it all the more magnificent. So I know I count my blessings standing here before you, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I welcome you all. I hope that you're going to enjoy the weekend as much as I am. I have an extra bit of enjoyment out of it because I get to hand the keys over to the next president, and I know that we'll be in good hands, and I know that I trust the group conscience. I trust that our vote will bring us the leaders that God wants us to have, and I trust that whoever that is, that God will lead them the same way that he's led us this far. So let's see. I do want to just very quickly, we have some board members here. I wonder if I could get the board members to stand up for a minute. And I want to thank them for their service. This is always a team effort, and thank them for their service and for their patience and tolerance in putting up with me for the last 3 years. So I hope to get a chance to talk to all of you. If you have any questions, if you have any ideas, any concerns that you'd like to put down, discuss over the weekend, feel free. If you have some thoughts about how we handle our annual retreats, about whether the options of doing it virtual or the pluses and minuses of doing it live like this, how might we perhaps open it up to more of our members? Since we only vote at these retreats, It might be a good idea if we consider doing part of this virtual so that the entire membership has a chance to vote. But there's a lot of things to talk about. I hope I get a chance to do them, have some conversations with you this weekend. And it's just a pleasure to be here. Even greater to have you. I'll turn it back to our host. Yes.
Credo.
The Credo. Does anybody have a copy of the Credo?
Is it in the book?
Yes.
It is. It's in the prayer book. Can I get a, this is like the online meeting, can I get a volunteer to read the Credo? You want to come up and do it? You have to speak into the mic because the fan is loud.
My name's Jane. I'm an alcoholic and addict. Calyx Credo. Calyx is an association of Catholic alcoholics, drug addicts, and family members and friends affected by addiction who are maintaining their sobriety through participation in their Catholic faith and a 12-step program. Our first concern is to interest Catholics with these problems in the virtue of total abstinence. Our second stated purpose is to promote the spiritual development of our membership. Our gathering today is an effort in this direction. Our conversation and our association together should be a source of inspiration and encouragement to each other, geared to our growth towards spiritual maturity. Our participation in all other spiritual activities of Calyx, such as the frequent celebration of the liturgy, reception of the sacraments, personal prayer and meditation, holy hour, days of recollection, and retreats, aid us in our third objective, namely, to strive for the sanctification of the whole personality of each member. We welcome others who are not members of our Catholic faith and anyone concerned with the illness of alcoholism and addiction who wish to join with us in prayer for our stated purposes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a lovely credo, isn't it? It's pretty short, but it took us 9 months to hammer it out in 2018. but we did the job that needed to get done. So that's another story for another time. I'd be happy to tell it to you over the course of the weekend. So welcome all. Please enjoy, and I'll turn it back over to our gracious host. Thank you.
So we continue on our journey to being flexible and joyful. Our brother Dan is not able to make it to the retreat this weekend, and he was in charge of writing up the Beatitudes and how they correlate with the steps. So I'm gonna volunteer to do the first one. I'm praying to the Holy Spirit for inspiration. I'm gonna spend a few minutes to talk about the first beatitude and the first step. If you look through your schedule, you'll see that we're going to go through five of them. If you feel so moved to talk about any of the beatitudes with any of the steps in the next 2 days, come talk to me and I'll put you on the list, okay? So the beatitude I want to address is the first. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, I might be taking liberty about how do I interpret that theologically, but I know it could be interpreted a number of ways, but how I think this relates to step one, my life has become unmanageable and I cannot control my addiction with alcohol and other addictions like sex. When I was in the throes of my bottoming out and despair and feeling very remote from God, and full of darkness, I believe that was kind of a being poor in spirit. I didn't have a lot of spirit. I certainly wasn't connected to the Holy Spirit until I turned around and repented. And I'm reminded of one of the very first things Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark. He says, repent and believe in the gospel. And then he talks about a bunch of stuff. But I got to repent. I got to repent. I got to turn and be open to the grace. And the grace is the kingdom of heaven, which never ends. It's the prodigal father welcoming us back home in numerous times. Every day I repent. It's an opportunity for me to repent by doing the steps. And number one, of course, I can't. I cannot give in. These addictions are beyond my control. I cannot control this myself. I have to turn it over to God, which of course gets into step three. But the rewards are infinite, right? You know, we've seen that when we go through the fifth step, page 57, I believe, are the fifth step promises. They're beautiful. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. We get to meet people that we never would ever would be connected with if it weren't for our common journeys as sinners in need of redemption. And particularly, many of us have addiction to alcohol. But addiction, I believe, is addiction. It's whatever gets in the way of us and God. And thank you, Jesus, that through his grace and mercy, he takes that away. We just need to be willing partners and be open to that. So that's what I have on the first beatitude and the first step.